sit on the head. I thought the middle was better, but I like the okay. The light just went off, that's okay?
Did it take to get me here one day?
Oh, sorry. The light just went off, is that okay?
Yeah,
thanks. Okay, so as we exit the build-up from Pesach to Shavuos, 49 days of being Metaken and being Kona, acquiring his Oris of Pesach and Shavuos. Shavuos is a time of acquiring that connection, whatever was gained over the Sphira. So it's a good time to ask ourselves how we can hold on to this, his Oris. It's really 49 days, the Ramban explains, is a Chol HaMoed of Pesach to Shavuos. It's 49-day Yom Tov. So now we want to hold on to that to last into the summer, until the next round in Elul. So hopefully this year can just give us a couple of ideas to think about that could maybe help to keep the inspiration, hopefully not only until Elul, but for the rest of our lives. The Chofetz Chaim, the Rama starts off, the Shulchan Aruch, as follows. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi sami. Hashem should always be before us. Hu klal gadol b'Torah u'malas ha'tzadikim.
First
halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Rama, first Rama. Hu klal gadol b'Torah u'malas ha'tzadikim asher holchim lifnei Elohim. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi sami. Al pi Kabbalah, to be envision Hashem, yud kei vav kei at all times. It sounds very lofty. That we should, at every moment of our lives, have God consciousness. So, how exactly do we achieve this? So, the Be'er Halacha, the first Be'er Halacha, second Be'er Halacha, says as follows: Harotzi l'kayim shivisi karoy. Someone who wants to mekayim shivisi, yizdares l'kayim mashe niktiv b'shem sefer achinuch, should be careful with what the chinuch says. That as follows. Many people brought this. Zeh lashon hachinuch. Sheish mitzvahs chiyuvam tamid. There are six mitzvahs that one is obligated in constantly. Lo yifsuch me'ala adam afila rega echad kol yamav. The obligation does not leave a person for a single moment of his life. Kol zman v'kol rega shiyachshav behem kiyam mitzvahs aseh. In every moment that a person thinks about them, he's mekayim a mitzvahs aseh. So the Chofetz Chaim is explaining, there are two ways of looking at the six kinds of mitzvahs. The Chinuch explains there are six mitzvahs, right, which are thought-based, so to speak, which a person is mekayim at every moment of his life. And the Chofetz Chaim seems to be saying that this is a way to mekayim shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. That not only is it an obligation, that you fulfill an obligation at any moment that you do it, but more than that, so basically, I don't know if anyone's familiar with this book. This book was written based on Shirin from Rabbi Berkowitz. So I was not involved in this book, but recently we put out an email. I don't know, did anyone see a Six Kinds of Mitzvahs email list? We sent out over every day of the Sphira a different shir on the Six Kinds of Mitzvahs, and I was open to edit those shirim. So I've been osuk in this for the past 49 days, and even a little longer. So basically, Rabbi Berkowitz explains that the Six Kinds of Mitzvahs actually are not just thought-based. It's not just something to think about that you fulfill a mitzvah, but actually it's six attitudes. It's six states of mind, six frameworks, six hashkafas, that if we take these six attitudes, they will give us relationship with Hashem at every moment of our life. Because the truth is, to think about that six kinds of mitzvahs, that we're yotzi thinking about these things every minute, it's very hard to think about six things at one time. So it's a little bit schwer to imagine that six kinds of mitzvahs are six things you can think about. It's really six attitudes that you integrate into your whole decision-making process, into your whole attitude about life, and by that you're zocha to shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid by having a relationship with Hashem at every moment. So the six kinds of mitzvahs basically break down into three thought, really intellectual things, two emotional, and one which is action-based. So the first of the six kinds of mitzvahs is Anochi. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The mitzvah of Amunah. The Rishonim learn out from Anochi that it's actually a commandment to believe in Hashem. So the Chinuch explains that there are four things that we learn out from the Pasuk Anochi. One, that there's one God. Two is that Hashem is creating, has created, and constantly runs everything. Three, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and four, that Hashem gave us the Torah. So the smock, the Sefer Mitzvah Zakatan, adds on a fifth thing that he learns out from Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What is that? It says that Hashem is going to eventually bring Mashiach. Sounds like five very disparate things. It's not clear how they fit together. So when we think about it, really what these 5 points are coming to teach us is that Hashem, who created the world with purpose. Hashem created the world with a purpose. And with that purpose in mind, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem gave us the Torah. And eventually Hashem will bring Mashiach in order to fulfill that very purpose. And what is that purpose that Hashem created the world for? So we can turn to the introduction, the first line of Mesillas Yesharim. Yisod HaChassidus V'shoras HaAvoda HaTamima Hu She'yis Bar V'yisam Etzel HaAdam Machavasu Ba'olamo Olam HaTzarek She'yasam Mibatam Megamasal Asher Hu Amol Kol Yamei Chayav. What is the Yisod HaChassidus V'shoras HaAvoda? That a person has to ask himself, why am I in this world? And what's the answer? V'yine ma shahorunu chachmeinu zechonu lebracha hu sha'adam lo nivra el lisaneg al Hashem lenas meziv shechinaso v'zeh atanug ha'amite v'yidin ha'godo mekol yudanu shiokul yimotze. That the reason a person was created was lisaneg al Hashem, to achieve ultimate devekus with Hashem, intimate relationship with Hashem. That is the sole purpose of creation, and that is the greatest pleasure. We're in this world to achieve the greatest pleasure, and that is connection with Hashem. So, if we look back and we see now the mitzvah of Anochi, Amuna in Hashem, is to realize at every moment that there's a purpose to creation. And that purpose is that every single thing that's happening in the world, everything that is going on around us, and the purpose of creation is that we should come close to Hashem. Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem brought us out of Mitzrayim, and every second Hashem is running the world in order to bring us closer to Him, in order to eventually bring Mashiach. And therefore, to integrate the mitzvah of Amuna into our lives as an attitude, like we explained, is that every decision that we make, every step of our life, should be to ask yourself, am I coming closer to this purpose of relationship with Hashem? Is this thing that I'm about to do, this thought, this word, this action, going to bring me closer to the relationship with Hashem? Or is it going to bring me farther away? And that's really hakdama to the rest of these mitzvahs. I think it's an excellent point. I think that Mestama, when he refers to Mashiach, in this book, Rebbeinu's quoted a Maharal, which explains that the Mashiach is a hechrich, because Mashiach represents the time when all of humanity reaches this purity, when we're actually able to relate to Hashem purely. So with or without Mashiach, that was the goal from the beginning. If Adam HaRishon at that moment hadn't sinned, so right then he would have achieved that closeness, as the Ramchal explains. So that's the first mitzvah. And actually the Gemara in Makos explains that Anochi Hashem Elokecha v'lo yiyeh, the first two Aseres HaDibros that we read yesterday, are really the shorashim through which all the mitzvahs come out. That Amuna, the mitzvah of Amuna, Anochi Hashem, is really all the positive commandments come from that. And Lo Yiyah, the Isser of Avodah Zarah, is from what all the negative commands. So if we can understand these first two, the first two six kinds of mitzvahs, the second of which is Lo Yiyah, that you shouldn't worship other gods, we can understand those, really everything flows from that. So the second, as we said, the second of the six kinds of mitzvahs is Lo Yiyah. And the Chinuch explains an interesting thing. The Chinuch says that even if you believe in Hashem, but you think that there are gods that Hashem created, other powers that are, even though they're subservient to Hashem, that's over on the Isser of Lo Yiyah, on Avodah Zarah. Meaning, even if you're aware there's one God, but there are other powers that are serving Hashem. And those are gods, and I want to connect to those gods. That's an Isser of Lo Yiyah. Which is an interesting point. So it could be that the Chinuch is basing himself on the Rambam. The Rambam explains the Shorish of Avodah Zarah. What does Avodah Zarah stem from? The Rambam says that in the door of Enosh, Adam Rishon's grandson, so people thought, maybe we can connect to, you know, God is so big and so far and so great. Maybe we can connect to Hashem through His intermediaries, through the stars and through the different mazalas and the powers that Hashem created in the world. So let's just connect to Hashem through those powers. And that was a toss. the Rambam explains. And through that eventually led to them forgetting about Hashem completely. But if we think about it, like, this mitzvah, this is six constant mitzvahs that we could be Mekayim right now, but we don't really have, the Isser of Avodah Zarah, the Taiva of Avodah Zarah no longer exists. So how can we take the Yesod of what Avodah Zarah was all about and bring it into our own lives? So if we look at this Rambam, that really the problem was, you know, what's so wrong? What's wrong about it? Why was it so bad that they decided to praise Hashem's servants instead of praising Hashem directly? What's really the problem with that? You know, you're aware there's a God, and I'm gonna serve Hashem through his shlich. And we always say Jews don't believe in intermediaries, but what's so bad about it? So if we take the Yesod from Amunah, that the whole purpose is relationship with Hashem. Hashem created the world in that we can come to close to Him and have a relationship with Him. So this gufa goes against the entire Torah. Let's bring a mashal. If there a son wants a car, he wants a new car. So he calls up his father and he says, "Dad, please give me a new car." And his father loves his son. He appreciates the call, and you know they reconnect. They haven't spoken in a while. His father says, "Yeah, of course, I'll give you a new car." Great. A few years later, the son needs something else. So he says, "You know what? Last time when my father bought me the new car, he wrote me a check and he said, you can pick it up from my accountant. Just go to my accountant and he'll give it to you. So this time, you know, why should I call my father? I'll just go straight to the accountant. He'll give me the money for what I need." But he's missing the point. The whole purpose was that his father wanted the relationship with his father wanted to give it to him, that it should be an opportunity for them to come close, to connect, and the pleasure of giving it to him directly. So the son is missing the entire purpose. So too, if we go through intermediaries, we're missing the point that the whole reason Hashem created the world is that we should come to Him, to build a relationship with Him. And let's take it a step further, that according to Rosh, to many, it's brought down Rove, I don't want to say that, but to many Rishonim, because I haven't seen it myself, to many Rishonim, Avodah Zarah actually worked. It actually worked. People would bow down to certain idols in certain ways, and it would give them whatever they needed. You needed rain, you bowed down to a certain idol, and it brought rain. You needed parnasa, you bowed down, you got parnasa. It actually worked. So, what's the problem if it worked? What's the problem? Like, how can we relate to this? The point is like this: prayer, on the other hand, doesn't always work. I haven't been mavara entirely. Many rishonim that say that. That Avodah Zarah. I'll get back to you on that. Okay, I'm saying it was brought down here many Rishonim. It actually brought down Rov Rishonim. I can't say it because I didn't see it all myself. So I have to be Mavar. It's a sore point for many people because the Rambam says clearly that it didn't work. And most people were educated with. What?
That's what I'm wondering.
Okay. It's a sore point. Actually, in the emails, a lot of people wrote back, and it was a whole big tumult. So, I'm taking Reb Berkowitz's word for it now, but I wasn't aware of that myself inside. So, basically, prayer, tefillah, does not always get us results. Sometimes you daven for something and you don't get it, right? And the point that I would like to bring out from this is that I believe that the purpose of prayer, at least one purpose of prayer, is not to get what we want, but it's to ask Hashem to give us what we need to come close to Him. Right? And actually, the Rebbeinu Yonah brings this in when he explains the purpose of Goel Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to be somet geula l'tefila. So the Rebbeinu Yonah says something which is a little bit cryptic, that when you say Goel Yisrael, you think back to all the times that Hashem saved us, so you become like a servant, and therefore Hashem answers you. So the way that I understood this Rebbeinu Yonah is that he's telling us that when you think back to all the times that Hashem helped us, so you realize that you're indebted to Hashem. When you're indebted to Hashem, a servant, you become humble to a servant. Hashem, I owe you my life. And when you owe Hashem your life, when you're a servant of somebody, so everything that He's giving you is to serve Him. So when we step into prayer, that's Achana for Tefillah, that Hashem, whatever I'm asking for, I want it to come close to you. And it brings us back to the ultimate purpose. Whatever we want in life is to bring you closer. And not only that, but the things that I want that might take me away from you, don't give me those things. I'm not in it for the means. The means are not the point. You might be able to get rain through black magic. Let's call it black magic. That's really the way it was explained. The way Reb Berkowitz explained is that they were able to mitzaref certain black magic with Avodah Zarah. when the purpose is not the end. We're not davening because we want this or we want that. The purpose is the point is the means. What is it going to do for me? How is it going to bring me? Is it going to bring me closer to Hashem, or is it going to bring me farther away from Hashem? And just one last idea related to these two mitzvahs, two of the six kinds of mitzvahs, and the rest will be very quick after this, after we get these points, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is Hashem is the ultimate existence. Hashem is the only existence. As opposed to Anochi with a lowercase aleph. The big I and the little I. When ego, the Tanya explains, I don't think the Rav's gotten up to it. I think they just started tonight in this year. That Avodah Zarah, the shorash of Avodah Zarah is Gaiva. Anytime that you feel like a yesh b'fnei atmo, separate from Hashem, that's Avodah Zarah. That's a chelik of Avodah Zarah. Ma'ashenikan Anochi is that Hashem is the only Anochi. So that's just an idea to take with us as we go into Yichud Hashem, the third of the six kinds of mitzvahs, is Yichud Hashem. Kepeshuto, Yichud Hashem, when we say, it comes from the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is that Ein Od Milvado. All there is Hashem. Ein Od Milvado. And what that means is both external and internal. That nothing in this world exists outside of Hashem. And there's nothing separate from Hashem. There's no such thing as evil. Everything in this world, evil as an end in itself, separate from Hashem. Everything in this world is a means by which that Hashem created in order for us to grow close to Him. So externally, the Avodah Shabbat is that any obstacles in our lives, any suffering, any hardship, is from Hashem, Kupushuto, in order to bring us closer to Him, right? And internally, that means not only that Yetzer Hara, your own Yetzer Hara, is, as the Zohar explains, the Yetzer Hara is like, the Zohar gives a mashal to a zona. The king wanted to test the prince to see how strong the prince was. So he hired a zona to go and try to seduce the prince. And when the prince resisted her temptations, the king was very happy. You won. So too the Yetzer Hara, the Zohar explains. The Yetzer Hara, Hashem created the Yetzer Hara in order that we should defeat him. The Yetzer Hara is a tool Hashem created. There is nothing separate from Hashem. So all talents, all experiences, all challenges are all part of the package by which we can come close to Hashem. By rising up to the challenge and being mesachin ourselves, working on shleimus, as the Mesillas Yesharim explains, by building ourselves up, that's how we come close to the ultimate purpose of being l'saneg al Hashem. So another nekuda of Yichud Hashem is that really, when you say Shema every day, it's an opportune time to think about the fact that Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing but Hashem. Any challenges, any hardship in my life is from Hashem. It's good. It's for me to grow. And when a person really thinks about that, you feel it's ma'or, a love inside, and a desire to just melt into the oneness. Because all pleasure in this world comes from connection. Connection, and the ultimate connection is connection to Hashem. A person has a desire to just jump out of his body and just to burn up into that oneness, the separation, the ego, the insecurity, the Yetzer Hara. These things separate. These things keep us from feeling that connection. So focusing on the oneness of Hashem. Again, the Tanya also explains this by meditating on the oneness of Hashem and the greatness of Hashem. A person comes to Ava, to Avas Hashem, which is the fourth of the six constant mitzvahs, is Avas Hashem. Now we go into the midas, into emotions. That by focusing on the fact that Hashem is one, and that there's one purpose in the world, and that the whole tachlis is to come close to Hashem by recognizing that our lacks are meant to bring us close to Hashem, so it brings an ava, right? So the Zohar explains that ava and yira, the fifth six kinds of mitzvah is yiras Hashem. Ava and yira are two wings by which a person can lift up their mitzvahs into the higher realm. The Pashut question is, how can a person be commanded to love Hashem? Right? It's a famous question. In fact, Chazal asked the question. So, the Rambam gives two explanations. One is in Yisodei Torah at the very beginning. The Rambam says, "Eich yegia la'avas Hashem v'yirasa." He says, by looking at nature and looking at the greatness of Hashem's creation and the Bria and Hashem's Maisim, a person comes to a tremendous avas Hashem. Elsewhere in the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. No, the mitzvah of... I'm not sure where... I don't remember exactly what mitzvah it's. It's where the Rambam talks about Kiruv Rechochim. The Rambam explains, brings a Sifri, which Rashi brings in Chumash, which is Eichi Gila Avos Hashem. It says, Ve'ahavtes Hashem Elchem b'chol levav v'chol nafsh v'chol yadecha v'yu ha'dvar me'il Hashem Elchem al levavecha. Alright, so the Sifri explains that Avos Hashem, the way to come to Avos Hashem is through v'shinantam levanecha v'dibar tabam. Through limud Torah, a person comes to Avos Hashem. By delving into the Torah and looking into the greatness of the Torah, a person can come to Avos Hashem. So these are two really ofandim. So how do we understand this in the perspective of relationship? Is very simple. As Rav Dessler explains, Ava, the shorish of Ava, is hav, is giving, to give. That a person comes, brings themselves to love through giving. So if we just try to love Hashem, it's not necessarily going to happen. But when we focus on giving to Hashem, kiviyachol, on using mitzvahs and Torah and nature and the beauty of the world as an opportunity to give to Hashem, to see His greatness, right? Giving to a person, love requires two things. It requires, why do parents love their children so much? Because parents know intuitively, right? Your kid could beat up another kid, and the parent says, oh, you automatically side with your kid because you are committed to seeing the good in your child. Your child can do no wrong. And Ava comes from a commitment to seeing the good, to seeing the good in your spouse, to seeing the good. Even though they have flaws, you focus on the good. So by looking at the good and looking at all the good that Hashem gives us and the wonder of the Bria and the wonder of the Torah, that brings us to Avos Hashem. And when we focus on mitzvahs and opportunities to give to Hashem, opportunities, here's a chance for me to connect, for me to do a chesed. The Gemara says, Ezu chesed ha-mischasedim kono. A chesed is someone who does chesed with Hashem. Doing chesed with Hashem, using every opportunity is a chance to do something for Hashem. Every time you don't say something that you want to say, every time you don't look at something you want to look at, that's another chance for you to give to Hashem, and that builds love, mamela. And then Yira, which is the fifth of the six constant mitzvahs, is Yiras HaRomamus, is that once we've realized that our whole life, the whole purpose of life, is to build a relationship with Hashem, so Yira is that I don't want to lose that relationship. And everything that we do, which is connected to Hashem's Ratzon, takes us away from that ultimate pleasure of connection with Hashem. So it's recommended to take a moment every day to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh and think, did my actions today bring me closer to that relationship? Did I achieve another degree of closeness? Or did I do things that took me away from that closeness to Hashem? Now the final of the six constant mitzvahs is more action based, is the Isser of Lo Sesur Akra Levavchem Akra Einechem. So Chazal tell us Akra Levavchem Arizu Minus Vakra Einechem Arizu Arayas. So that the heart can be led astray through apikorsis or improper thoughts, and the eyes can be led astray through Arayas. So there are two questions. First of all how can this be a constant mitzvah? Because I believe that lavim, like the isser of lo sirtzach, not to kill, I don't believe that anyone here is being mekayim the isser of not killing right now. Unless you happen to have a loaded pistol in your pocket and there's someone you really feel like shooting. Right? Lo sirtzach, killing someone, an isser, a lav only applies at the moment when you want to do it and you don't do it. You hold yourself back from doing it. So why is not going after your eyes and your heart a constant? How can that be? How can you fulfill that at any moment, even when you don't have a desire to do it? And the second is that after we've gone through and we've integrated that purpose of life is relationship with Hashem, and we've built love of Hashem and Ava and Yira, like, why is it a chashash that you're going to go after your heart against Hashem? You know that it's the purpose of creation, so why are you going to do it? So I think that the answer is that the heart and the eyes, the emotions, the desire for inspiration, the imagination are constantly seeking to tap into something. Your eyes are constantly looking to see something. Your heart is constantly looking to feel, to be inspired. And if you don't use it for Avodas Hashem, if you don't channel it, it will be led astray. It cannot not be led astray. So it's a constant, because every second you have to be aware of, how am I using my senses? How am I using my emotions? Am I using it to connect, or am I using, and if not, then it will lead me elsewhere. So it could be a nimshel to a river. If you have a river and you're trying to direct the flow of a river, if you make a dam, so it will eventually explode. But if you make a dam and then direct it and let out channels, so then you can actually use the river, like they used to make electricity from a river mill. So we have to seek to channel our emotions and channel our thoughts into Avodas Hashem, to use our eyes to see, like the Rambam says, to look at the beauty of nature, to see good in our fellow Jew, to see good in the Torah, to see good in Hashem's actions in our lives, to put our heart into our Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, into our mitzvahs, to find things that we can connect to in a deep way that's inspiring, to use our imagination. And by that, we will be able to utilize all of these tools to come close to Hashem on a regular basis, that it should actually enhance our relationship, that every moment of our lives should be filled with richness and devekus, and ultimately bring us to the ultimate connection, ultimate devekus, l'san egal Hashem.
Thank you.